A federal grand jury alleges that Troja used loans and a business entity called Johnson Houston Partners to improperly steer more than $100,000 to family members who then made campaign contributions to Doyle and other unnamed candidates, both Democrats and Republicans. The indictment also says while he was a partner in the Kenosha Casino Project, Troja concealed the true nature of those political donations from the state of Wisconsin. U.S. Attorney Stephen Biskupic says Troja broke the law.
It's against the law to illegally funnel campaign contributions, as well as to conceal those type of activities when he was seeking the Indian Gaming Casino Compact and Contractor License. The indictment alleges that he was obligated to put forth an honest listing of his finances, and it's alleged that he concealed these types of transactions on those submissions.
Biskupic also says when the FBI was interviewing Troja, he made false statements, claiming the money given to family members from his business partnership was not linked to the campaign contributions. If convicted, Troja faces up to 25 years in prison and a fine of $500,000. Troja's attorney, Frank Gimbel, says he believes Troja will be exonerated. Gimbel says Troja's political contributions have been fully disclosed and are a matter of public record. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.